On Monday nights during football season, it's pretty easy to find our commentator, Laura Lorson.
It's finally time. After all the build-up, the press conferences, the speeches, and the cheering, it's now time to get serious. For all of us, as a nation, to come together and stand as one, as we hear the familiar strains of music that make our hearts swell and pulses race and make us feel proud to be Americans. That's right, Monday Night Football is back. I mean, this year's first official Monday Night Football broadcast was last night, like that makes any sense. But the first Monday Night Football of the season that's actually taking place on a Monday night is next week. I have a long and illustrious history of Monday Night Love, beginning back at the age of 6 in Louisville, Kentucky, when I would watch the games with my dad. There were lots of life lessons to be learned on Monday nights. The best offense is a good defense. People don't like Howard Cosell because he keeps telling everyone how smart he is. If you're going to be in Green Bay in November, you should probably bring mittens. As I grew older, I kept watching Monday Night Football because I was in the habit of it, and it became a great excuse to do a little weekly female touch-up maintenance and repair work. Take the phone off the hook, deep condition the hair, pluck the eyebrows, touch up the pedicure, yell at the TV when Marty Schottenheimer decides to go for it with the same old stupid running play at 4th and 4. It was a truly inspired melding of the insanely girly with the insanely macho. I distinctly remember coming home from college one night while my parents were out. I got set up with the facial mud pack, curlers, and the pedicure gear, and proceeded to watch my favorite team, the Cleveland Browns, wax the Pittsburgh Steelers. I got so excited that I spilled an entire bottle of CoverGirl Mystic Peacock quick-drying nail polish all over my mother's new white carpeting. Oh yeah, good times. I know that I'm not the only one addicted to the show. The NFL media site claims that in 2002-2003, Monday Night Football averaged 17.1 million viewers a week. It was the third most popular program of all that year among men aged 18 to 49, coming in behind Joe Millionaire and a weekend football broadcast. And you hear women all the time now talking about the deficiencies of the Kansas City defense, the Titans having trouble with their salary cap, and how elegantly nuanced Al Michaels' play-by-play is. I think that there's more to it than the fact that Monday Night Football is now an American institution, a part of the cultural vernacular. It's that in a world where just about everything comes in shades of gray, football is a very clearly drawn, simple, and satisfying thing. Two teams play for 60 minutes. You have 4 chances to go 10 yards. At the end, the team with the most points wins. It's hard to keep track of who wins and who loses in so many things these days, except on the playing field, under the lights. That's why I, for one, am ready for some football.
You can hear Laura Lorson cheering for the Chiefs in Lawrence, Kansas. You can also hear her on the air on Kansas Public Radio.
Now everyone watches this primetime show, New York, Nashville, San Francisco. We love to watch the kickoff as the game begins. Pretty cheerleaders and in the air. Big hits are coming, the backs are cutting inside. Everybody turns it up.